With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden will address a joint session of Congress for the first time on April 28th. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi extended the invite to Biden on Tuesday. President Biden's vaccination campaign hit a snag when federal regulators recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson shots, but the White House is holding out the move as a validation of the president's measured approach during the rollout. Biden administration officials pointed to the action by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as proof that they're putting safety first. There's concern about the effect on those Americans who are already leery of all virus vaccines, but Biden said there's enough that's 100% safe for every single solitary American. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You've heard about MediShare, and you know what it is? It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light and then, if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir.
French toast! French toast!
Each new day, it's harder to be enthused about your oatmeal and cup of tea.
But here is a show that makes you want to wake up and open your eyes.
Lucky Nurse's Radio Guy. Lucky Nurse's Guy who wakes up before you do. Every day's another
big surprise.
Here's your morning guy.
There's three of us. Which one of us is the morning guy?
Chase.
You know the morning girl is.
Chase.
Yeah, we'll give it to Chase. He can carry that with honor. We're in the 8 o'clock hour. We might do something this hour that we threatened to do Monday and Tuesday both.
Have a good show.
Well, it's a little late. Maybe we'll keep that promise tomorrow.
That was good.
Yeah, he is so quick. Remember that list, the most memorable first few moments of songs.
Oh yeah.
I really kind of needed somebody to grab number three and number two so I could get people to guess what number one is, so they would get the musical gist. Now, I could set that up on the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of hard to do, though.
Hmm.
So what should I do? I'll tell you what. I'm just going to let Rich step in here, talk about the weather for a bit, and then we'll come back
and we'll
re-crocus on this. Okay.
The sun is out right now, but the clouds are coming, and so is the rain. It were dry this morning, but showers and thunderstorms become likely. Certainly by this afternoon and tonight, high today in the upper 70s. We had upper 80s, 87 yesterday, almost hit the record.
It was a hot walk yesterday.
Run,
whatever it was.
The humidity is not even up to summertime levels.
No, but, you're right. You're exactly right.
Upper 50s for tonight, then a risk of showers mainly early in the day tomorrow, and then another risk later on. Much cooler with a high around 71. We'll be in the upper 40s Thursday night, upper 60s on Friday. Risk of showers from time to time on Friday, and then showers are likely on Saturday. It's not going to rain all weekend. Isolated showers perhaps Sunday. Right now this morning, it's looking nice in 63, 807.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Is it over yet?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The week.
Yeah, it's been that kind of week, girlfriend, but hey, TGI Hump Day, huh?
I'm going to call Wednesday Hump Day.
Well, too bad.
That's what we're calling it.
My Hump Day.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's Hump Day. And also,
showtime.
Check it out.
By the way, in a recent survey of people's favorite days, Wednesday, which is the middle of the week, finished number four, which would be in the middle of the, as far as popularity is concerned. Here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Senate has approved lottery and casino legislation. Senators voted 23-9 Tuesday for the proposed constitutional amendment that would establish a state lottery and allow nine casino sites in the state.
Yeah.
The bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. Montgomery police have arrested a man following the death of his five-month-old child. 20-year-old Ricardo Ocana is charged with capital murder in the death of five-month-old Austin Flora. Ocana is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. And Johnston Taylor, the teen charged in the wreck that killed Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula in 2019, has been granted youthful offender status. He is charged with two counts of manslaughter. His arraignment is now set for April 28th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Did I miss something?
Hopefully, yeah.
I was just talking about some of the furniture.
Oh!
Totally missed it.
I didn't hear it. I've had some, you know, here's what happens. I get buried under different things. Would you say that maybe the most memorable movie soundtrack or iconic theme of a movie of all time would be Titanic?
Yes.
My Heart Will Go On. But in a recent survey, it finished number two.
Oh. I have a feeling this is kind of our lead into a conundrum.
Then I'm not going to mention one.
I've got a bunch of different guesses here.
I got a few on my mind, too.
Well, I think
Spielberg movies.
This would be a good conundrum.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because I'm gonna have to send you the other one because about the songs, memorable song intros.
What is it?
That's the ramp up, the guitar that leads into a vocal on a top 40 hit, but that's not important. Jesse knows what that is.
I do.
How would you define it?
The song intros. It's usually that part in the first 3 to 10 seconds that you have to capture somebody's attention right off the bat, and especially for labels.
I'm digging it.
Mm-hmm.
I was a music director, and we would screen maybe 100 songs a week to pick 3 to 4 to add.
Mm-hmm.
But they were quickly off my turntable. And if they didn't grab me right away.
Yeah.
Gone. Yep.
And even then, even the most astute listeners will miss one once in a while, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I remember they were doing some TV station was doing a feature on our boss. You know, and he was the one that chose what records to play. So they show him listening to a song by the Eagles. It's Smash On. Right? It was the one song the Eagles released that barely cracked the Hot 100.
Oh, is that right?
Anymore. Yeah.
I wonder.
Huh. It was in the 79-80 period where they were just not quite what we came to expect.
I see.
From rumors. One of those. All right, so here it is. Here's the conundrum. Could you give us a couple of seconds of My Heart Will Go On?
Oh, Lord.
I'll do the instrument.
Oh gosh.
Oh.
What else is on?
You gotta have the penny whistle to do that, you know, that nice little Yeah.
Anybody got some dry oatmeal like
that? You can't whistle? Like the Lassie theme?
I had dental work.
Remember the Lassie theme?
Dental work.
Yeah.
Look, the phone's ringing telling us to hush. We've been off air. We've been pulled.
Who's talking? Who's this?
Have some patience, people. We've only been doing this for 50 years.
Except for me. I'm half of that.
Oh, well, we're talking about. We're
I'm right at half that, so.
Do I have to actually play the Titanic theme?
You don't have to, but it is
what's
pretty in, you talk about music, talking and speaking volumes.
L?
That music does.
It is. I mean, it's an incredible song. I was close to this. Actually, I sound like the...
I think you're one of the whales that are swimming by the Titanic.
No, wait a minute. I meant sort of like the whistle they pull on the ship.
Oh, I gotcha. The steam engine whistle. Yeah. Gotcha.
We should remind people that this is the anniversary of the day the Titanic went down.
Stand up.
Yes.
The timing's perfect.
Yes.
And history has a great feature on it right now.
Yeah. Is it riding a unicycle?
In a movie theater?
Oh, and there's little Leonardo decapitated, who looked all of 15 in this movie. What was a world adventure? What a phenomenal job they did on this picture.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I saw it 9 months after it came out, so the hype had died down and all
right,
that.
Right.
When I saw it, I thought, man, that was impressive, except for that one fatal error.
I know what you don't like.
All right, so in a survey of iconic movie theaters,
our survey said
Titanic, and that song was number two. What could have possibly beat it? What's more memorable than Titanic?
Oh, well.
272-9228.
Got some.
And Clint's going to get first crack at it.
Who's talking? Who's this?
Hey, Clint.
Hey, good morning, guys and gals.
Hi.
I'm going to pick Top Gun. That's the best soundtrack I've ever heard to a movie.
Give me Top Gun. Nope.
Nope, not it.
No.
See, not it. McKinney Loggers.
It's got to be a
Danger Zone. That's a great song.
Yeah. Are you kidding? That is an amazing piece of music.
Got to be a Spielberg movie, I think.
Yes, sir. Have a good day,
thanks,
guys.
All right, so we know Titanic was number two. What was actually good enough to beat that song? We would like to know. 272-9228. Jeremiah.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Good to have you with us this morning. Can you give us the answer on this one?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Let's see. Give me Jurassic Park. No.
No, but I bet you have the right director. I bet.
I'm going to tell you no. It's not a Steven Spielberg
movie. It's not a
Spielberg
movie?
I didn't think it would
movie?
Be, yeah.
No.
All right, well, thanks anyway.
No, thanks for trying. Yeah, everybody qualifies for the grand prize trial.
I've got guesses. I just can't throw it out there.
Well, I've got the page upside down.
I know.
Nobody can peek. Hey, Pat.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Say Sound of Music.
Sound of Music. You can't go wrong.
I can't. Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
Woo.
Those, but that's not
Let's
it.
Start from the very
Knock it out.
Thank you so much. 272-9228. So what we're doing here, personally, I think, given the emotional gut-wrenching impact of that song, which Celine Dion, by the way, recorded, and they used the first take.
This is going to be This is going to be a song, right?
It's a...
Soundtrack?
Not an instrumental or it's not a...
It's a movie theme.
It's a not a
movie
a score
theme,
or anything like
okay.
that. It's going to be a song.
Yeah. The most iconic movie themes of all
For
time.
Yeah.
So they played clips from over 2,000 films.
So it wasn't anything like... Well, you said it's not Spielberg, so it couldn't be something like the Jaws or Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Those are scores, right?
No, Jaws.
Yeah.
And Gone with the Wind both made the list.
Oh, okay.
But they're not number one.
All right.
So yeah, Gone with the Wind. I mean, as soon as you hear that theme, well, and there are Spielberg movies, Jaws,
yeah,
Raiders. They're on the list.
Yep.
But none are number one. So who is? And we go to Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How about Grease?
Grease. And we just had Olivia Neutron-Bomb on our show just weeks ago. Give me Grease.
Or give me.
Not that. It. That's a good guess. It's a good guess.
Thanks.
272-9228. We'll hit the
News Talk. Who's this?
Whole board of calls here in a second. While Jay is queuing them up, a quick reminder that I was talking to Larry Steven just today at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Larry's a shopper there. It's his place, man. It's a 65,000 square foot warehouse, brilliantly located just beyond the greedy 10% tax that goes to Montgomery. You pay 8.25% on whatever you buy, and with a 65,000 square foot selection, if you can't find what you're looking for, it ain't been made. That's my theory on it. The people to talk to, they've got three of the best furniture experts, decorating experienced people, anywhere in the River region or even the state of Alabama for that matter, with Cheryl, Dale, and Stella. So when you're ready to shop, put on comfortable shoes and go to visit Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Again, 8.25% on the sales tax. Spend big. Do it at 0% with a Synchrony Luxury account for qualified customers at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Start at shopkaiser.com. Okay, we are ready to go down the row here for looking for that most iconic movie theme that just nudged out Titanic. And what do you have, Mike?
Caddyshack.
Oh, that's Top Gun. Give me Caddyshack.
Still Kenny.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? That was I'm All Right.
I'm All Right, yeah.
That's a great song, too. Love it. Thank you. Crawdad.
Good morning. I'm not sure if I really got the question right, but given what you guys have pictures on Facebook every morning with food and such like, I'm going to say Breakfast Club.
Not a bad guess, I suppose.
John Hughes.
But not yet. Thank you so much. Again, the 10 most iconic movie themes of all time. Titanic finished second. Also on the list, Gone with the Wind.
Right.
Raider, even West Side Story.
Oh, yeah.
Is on the list. But, and Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
And, believe it or not, in the top 10, even this one.
Ah.
You know, that's actually a scored section with strings.
Did Close Encounters make the list?
Not in the top 10.
Okay.
Not in Casey Case. So let's continue looking for a winner here. Hey, Johnny.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think it's from the soundtrack of Heavy Metal.
Heavy Metal beat out Titanic. Not it, but...
Thanks for calling.
Vicky.
I think you might have just mentioned it. Is it Love Story?
Love Story. Dun, 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 dun. Nope, it's not Love Story, but that's a good guess.
Here's this.
Yeah, oh, God, the Henry Mancini song. Then I dated his daughter. Did you know that? Whippersnapper?
Did not, no.
It's another great lame ass story you have to sit through. East.
I can smell the magnolias now, son. Songs from the South.
Here's talk. Who's this?
Oh. Nope. Sorry there, son. That's not it. 272-9228. We'll take some more guesses in a couple of minutes.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
COVID-19 vaccines are now available for those 16 years and older. Get your free COVID-19 vaccine at the Baptist Health Community Vaccination Clinic located at 3989 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, in the former Old Navy building, across from Stivers Ford. Make your appointment online at baptistfirst.org or just walk in. When you come, wear your mask and bring your photo ID. It's quick, it's easy, and it's important to protect yourself and your community. Make your vaccine appointment today at baptistfirst.org.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic still congested. East Boulevard from Vaughan to I-85. Taylor Road still busy, and we still have some slow traffic. 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Other than that, we're looking really good all over the Montgomery area. We have no new accidents to tell you about. No accidents reported at this time with Tumpka, Millbrook, or Prattville. Buckle up and drive carefully. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS and Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
God, whenever I see Bill Paxton, I have to remind myself that he has passed away.
Yes, he is.
That was a shocker when we lost him. This is obviously music from Titanic, and in a survey of movie fans, 2000, they did not say this was the most memorable movie theme music ever. What beat it out? And believe me, I was surprised. That's why this is a conundrum. So
I hate to throw. Was it a movie from the 80s?
No.
Okay.
Was it a movie from the 80s?
I thought it was going to be Purple Rain. Hey, that's a great soundtrack.
How do you like that? Yeah, just the blink of an eye, Jay turned into
Joey.
All right, Rick, you're next on this one.
How about Star Wars?
Boy, that's a great guess.
Good answer. Great.
Is that the most iconic movie theme music ever, according to this? Nope. That's a good guess. Good guess. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that should have been high.
What happened to...
I don't know. Maybe that was the guess. Maybe that was the guess.
You there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
Who's this?
This is Peg.
Hey, Peg. What's the first letter of your last name, please?
T.
Okay.
All right, what do you think? What is the... What movie are we looking for that could possibly have better theme music than Titanic?
Dr. Zhivago?
Oh. Somewhere I love! What?
Now turn my headphones off.
Yes.
I thought he was doing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I thought he was too.
Excuse me over there, Jack Jones. Would you like to do some of these yourself? You're more than welcome.
No, that's a good one. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, The Wizard of Oz, yeah, you would Wizard think, but it's not The Wizard.
All right.
It is not The Wizard. Okay, guess who's back? It's Leon. Let's see if Leon's getting closer.
And Leon's getting larger.
All right, go ahead. It's all yours.
How about Pink Panther?
Pink Panther.
Da 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 da.
Sorry, I banged my mic.
That's all right. I was singing. You could have done everybody a big favor.
I apologize.
All right. Not it, Leon. Good guess. Jeremiah wants another crack at it here. What do you think?
The Godfather.
Ooh, Godfather.
That's good.
I think, do I have that somewhere here? I think I have it.
Probably in parody form.
Hold on.
You have everything in parody form.
Well, yeah, but I did have... You know what? I took it out yesterday. What a dope.
Not it.
Not it, Jeremiah. Nice try. Certainly very iconic. Tama D.
White Christmas.
White Christmas is?
Ooh, good one.
Not it. Sorry.
Okay, is it a Disney movie?
With so many ownership changes, I don't know if Disney owns this franchise.
Was it original?
There was your clue.
Oh, there's a clue.
Oh.
There's a clue.
This franchise. Okay. Wow, there's the on the video with the
Marvel.
The fireworks going into the sky. There's Leonardo pushing her over the side. You selfish bastard!
Who's this?
Get him away from me. I can't stand that little punk ass.
What was your last name?
He was in there because he was good looking. That's why.
Yeah, that's why I'm here doing this show, because I'm good looking. Don't ever forget that. Hey, Gary.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Ghost.
Oh, man. It's not Ghost, but that's a great
guess. That is a good guess.
I love the guess. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Kuta.
A Star is Born.
Still nope. Good.
Thank I'm you. Sorry. 2729-228. Marty Pants.
News Talk. Who's this?
Hey, guys. I don't know if it's already been stated. I just threw it in, but Chariots of Fire?
Chariots of
by
Fire.
By the Vangelis.
Yeah. See, iconic for sure.
Oh, okay.
You want to sing
part of
that? No, I don't want to do that.
You're not mad, are you?
No.
I'm just having fun. John Boy.
I'm sorry?
Is it Grease?
We've already had that one.
Think of another one.
Give us another one.
Okay.
And I gave a clue. I gave a clue. It's a franchise.
News Talk. Who's this?
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, guys.
No. Hey, don't ever apologize for this show. We have to do that. Tara.
Hey, is it Smokey and the Bandit?
Smokey and the Bandit. That's a good one. Not it, though.
Sorry, it's not Smokey and the Bandit.
And down. Load them up and drug them.
Evans.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
What do you think?
News Talk.
I believe that the answer is Avengers Endgame.
First, let me realize
Avengers Endgame.
Yes, ma'am.
Not it.
Not it, but
that's
good
the
guess.
One with Lakeshore Drive on it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And
sure is.
That's a franchise.
All right, we News do have to take this? A very brief break here. Again, this, the reason we're doing this conundrum, iconic movie themes,
first
2000 movie themes were considered for this.
News Talk, who's this?
I'm not going to give you the source because that would make it Googleable.
Would it be a movie that's in a book form?
News Talk,
who's
this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, what's it got to be?
First letter of your last
absolutely.
Name?
There's a couple that could be in book form.
We'll
so.
Be right back. 2729-228. We got News two Talk, good hints this? Out there. Franchise and book form.
You don't have to break the bank for seniors independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit caravitavillage.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Has the high price of seniors' independent living got you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit caravitavillage.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We have an entertainment conundrum going. This, of course, the iconic and memorable and moving music from Titanic. 2000 movie themes were considered in a survey. What's the most memorable of all time, or the most iconic? This came in second place, which surprised me. What could have possibly beaten out a song that passionate, that beautifully done? And we go to Billy C.
How about My Fair Lady?
My Fair Lady.
Good guess, but
it's
not
a
it.
Very good guess, yeah. No, this is all iconic stuff, no doubt about it. We go to Sean.
Yeah, man, I'm going to go 90s again. What about Kiss from a Rose, Batman?
Kiss from a Rose? Not it. Not it. Thank you. Pam. Pam.
Hi. Hey, Pam. You there? Hello.
Pam.
Pam.
Hi.
Who's this?
Guess she went away.
She went to go get spam.
Yeah, her service got sticky or something. Taylor.
Hey, Last Mohicans.
Last Mohicans.
Wow, that's good guess. Unlikely answer.
Unlikely answer.
A good guess. Thanks. If you take it. Martin, what do you think?
Yes.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
All right, he says Harry Potter. Could that be it?
That is it.
Now, that's amazing. Because we were sitting here saying that we don't remember. I don't know that music. I have no idea what that music is.
Well, this is why I thought this would be an interesting conundrum. Here's your top 10.
Okay.
Rocky.
Nobody mentioned that Rocky.
That's number,
Rocky.
What is that, number 10?
Yeah. Star Wars was number 9.
Okay.
Psycho was number 8.
Yep.
Jaws, number 7.
Okay.
Raiders of the Lost Ark was 6. Gone with the Wind was 5th. West Side Story was 4th. If we did another conundrum on what was number 3, nobody would get this either.
Well,
Inception.
No.
Yes. Got 23%. Titanic got 32%, and Harry Potter was number 1 with 36%.
Mm. I don't know the music from Harry Potter. I'm sorry.
It's funny.
Well, they had 8 movies to bang it into your head.
Yes, they did.
17% of people mistakenly thought the Psycho theme was from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, you're kidding. What?
So some of this stuff was not transgenerational. 30% thought music from Inception was from Harry Potter, and about 1 in 4 thought music from The Dark Knight was from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Good Lord.
So there you go. Good work. Martin, you have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card coming your way. And everybody that called qualifies to win the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, something we are going to give away on Friday. That includes a full service on your vehicle, tire rotation, and more. And the same willingness to accommodate your need for service that anybody else gets. You need a ride back to work or your home or to get picked up somewhere. Just ask for it at all 3 locations. Serving Pravila Millbrook from Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison, Don Duncan on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and on Facebook, too. Quick check on traffic now at 8:33.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic still congested. East Boulevard from Vaughan to I-85. Taylor Road still busy, and we still have some slow traffic. 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Other than that, we're looking really good all over the Montgomery area. We have no new accidents to tell you about. No accidents reported at this time with Tumka, Millbrook, or Prattville. Buckle up and drive carefully. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS and Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's April 14th, the greatest day ever. On the 14th of April, 1818, Noah Webster published his American Dictionary of the English Language. The first Webster's Dictionary introduced more than 10,000 new Americanisms, starting with the word Americanism. Have a great April 14th, the greatest day ever.
And if you think the conundrum was fun this morning, tomorrow we're going to do the one on guitar riffs.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, good. You found it?
Yes.
Okay.
Great. And I will send you an. All I need is a few seconds from number 3 and number 2, and people have to guess number 1. Or we might do number 3 and number 1 and have them guess number 2. Depends on how whimsical I feel.
I see.
Remember, I can also play those backwards, or I can...
Remember that tech contest?
Yeah. That was. Those are fun times.
There were times also where I took three of the same three.
One note from every song.
Well, no, like so, I would take the top 3 that he's talking about,
mm-hmm.
and I would play them all at the same time.
Oh, that's right.
And you would have to listen and like pick out. Well, I hear this and I hear that, that sort of thing. So,
hey, we gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card. Why don't you give everybody a generous take on their menu?
I would love to. So normally I would start off by saying, are you looking for something good for lunch or for dinner? But what I'll start off by saying, are you looking for a job? Because they're hiring at the Seafood Bistro. They're looking for full-time and part-time positions are open, front of the house and back of the house as well. So they are looking to hire at the Seafood Bistro if you are looking for a job. You can inquire at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Go inside and talk to Paul there or Jessica. And you can also call them. 279-7500 is their phone number. If you're looking for food, you can do no better than the Seafood Bistro. Go to DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, any of those apps on your phone where you can see the entire menu. You can put an order in for either pickup or have it delivered, have it brought to you. If you don't want to use those apps, you don't have to use those apps. You can go to their website and do it right there at TheSeafoodBistro.com. TheSeafoodBistro.com has all the menu items listed. You can put the order in online. It'll be ready for you when you get there to either pick it up, or you can just dine in, sit down, and enjoy the meal at the Seafood Bistro. 279-7500. They open up today and every day at 11 a.m. Like and follow them on Facebook.
836.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Looking at some high-definition satellite imagery here as the clouds roll into Alabama quickly. There's a big, massive thunderstorms crossing the Mississippi River now, and it looks like we're dry this morning, with showers and thunderstorms become likely this afternoon and tonight, with a high today in the upper 70s. We'll be in the upper 50s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, risk of showers mainly early on. Much cooler air flows in after that. High 71 tomorrow. So what a difference from yesterday's high, which was 87. We'll be in the upper 40s on Thursday night. Only in the upper 60s for a high Friday. So a big change. Then a risk of showers from time to time Friday, but showers become likely Saturday. And some isolated showers perhaps on Sunday as well. Right now this morning, 63 degrees as the clouds continue to increase at 8:38.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have arrested a man following the death of his 5-month-old child. 20-year-old Ricardo Ocana is charged with capital murder in the death of 5-month-old Austin Flora. Ocana is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Johnston Taylor, the teen charged in the wreck that killed Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula in 2019, has been granted youthful offender status. He is charged with 2 counts of manslaughter. His arraignment is now set for April 28th. And the Alabama Senate has approved lottery and casino legislation. Senators voted 23-9 Tuesday for the proposed constitutional amendment that would establish a state lottery and allow 9 casino sites in the state. The bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. This just ended the News Talk newsroom. Bernie Madoff is dead.
What?
You heard that correctly. He is gone. And on the positive side, we now have a toilet paper surplus. Remember, it was a year ago.
Yeah, wait a minute. Just recently, when the thing was stuck in the Suez Canal, the big freighter,
yeah,
they said that was going to cause a
massive spike in prices and shortage of many products, including toilet paper.
Yep.
Well, guess what? Just last year, from simple statistics alone, we spend about $9 billion a year on this product, and that's toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
Last year, we spent $11 billion. So there's $2 billion worth of extra toilet paper.
Floating around.
Literally, yeah. Yes. So don't worry about having to stock up on that stuff.
Hey, you know what will help you cut back on toilet paper use?
A bidet.
She gets it.
Mm-hmm.
She gets it.
I get it.
Do you have a bidet?
I don't, but I would love one.
Seems like a personal question to ask. But you have a bidet?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like I'm going to show up at your door with a backpack one day and a bike and say, have you heard the,
I hate to sound
have you heard the news about our bidet?
I hate to sound culturally ignorant when so many people think I'm the hippest thing on the radio, but that was I teed it up for you guys, and you all sat there.
I'm sorry. I guess I didn't
Ribbit.
pay attention?
No, when I...
Or maybe I did and I just missed it.
I was so unsophisticated in my stupid money days when I went. I wanted to buy this apartment.
He wanted the heated toilet seat.
And the lady showed me around. It's a brand new building. I mean, pff, amazing. And I said, why does the bathroom have two toilets? Hey, stupid. Guess what? It's not a toilet. It's
I would have asked the same question at that time. And see, now you can, now the toilets, or the, you can double as a, it's a toilet and a bidet. It can be both.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, well, because it's a little attachment you put on your toilet, and it makes it also a bidet. So.
It's just... My cat used to love to bat. She would bat the thing sticking out.
Yeah.
Bidet sounds like something you would get at Café Du Monde in New Orleans.
Would you like a bidet from the dessert menu?
It's got powdered sugar all over it.
From the dessert
menu. No, those
menu.
Are beignets.
I'll have them with or without the phone.
I'll have a bidet.
A beignet bidet. And now that we have all gotten your appetite ready to go.
By the way, in case you missed it earlier, actually, it's a story that started yesterday when the Johnson & Johnson vaccine got paused. Uh-huh. I think they're going to resume those soon. But Rich was supposed to get it. Today was the day, right?
Today, yeah. 2 hours from right now.
Didn't they pause another one? Was it the AstraZeneca?
They had paused that one to begin with, yeah.
Okay.
Because
that was one of them damn fern vaccines. I don't want no fern vaccine.
A fur vaccine?
Fern.
Fern.
As in foreign.
I got you.
In contraction.
A fern? What are they doing with plants now?
If you are one of those like Rich has been disappointed by the pause on the distribution of this one-shot experience, Barney the Dinosaur brings you words of sucre.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place.
Yes.
I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's not too awesome. Johnson & Johnson causing clots, clots, clots. Inoculation. Coagulation causing clot, clot, clots. Well, that doesn't sound like a good selling point. It is the grossest. Deep vein thrombosis getting clot, clot, clots. It would be wiser to get the Pfizer. There's no clot, clot, clots. Hey, Johnson & Johnson, stick to baby powder, okay? Leave the vaccine making to the guys who can fix ED. Barney loves you.
Okay, we are at 8:42, and our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up next.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Kelly Clarkson says she once used a trash can as a toilet. You know, when I'm snorting coke and hear cops at my door, I use the toilet as a trash can. Macaulay Culkin is now a father. He promptly left the kid at home alone and flew to Paris. People are upset that the costumes of the live-action Powerpuff Girls aren't accurate to the original cartoon. Aren't some people's world priorities interesting? And Sarah Michelle Gellar turns 44 today, and a whole new world of career opportunities is opening for her. I hear she's up for a part as Jennifer Lawrence's grandmother. Happy 44. This is not headline news.
You know, they just came out with a study that says chlorinated swimming pool water kills COVID in just 30 seconds.
Is that right?
Dang. So I could have started a thing, you know. Just come in. You come into the pool, leave this way. You know, like $5 a pop could have made a lot of money.
I was in the pool, believe it or not, yesterday.
You were?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten that bold yet, but it's getting closer. It is.
Well, I wasn't in there for long. You know.
Let's bring in our climate czar, and trust me when I tell you, heard it here first. In the days ahead, because CNN admitted this in that James O'Keefe tape, they're going to go full bore on climate change to try and scare you into thinking all the stuff they have planned for your life is necessary.
Miami's going to be underwater.
Yeah, right. I remember reading that in 1986 in Tropic Magazine. I wish I could find the person that wrote that malarkey. Ooh, I just used the Joe Biden word. Where's John today?
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And number one is the governor of New Mexico.
Oh, what's going on?
Maybe she's so impressed with Andrew Cuomo's leadership that she's taking a cue from him.
What's she doing?
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has reached a settlement with a former spokesperson for her campaign just 2 years ago who accused her of unwanted sexual behavior. The settlement was first reported by the Albuquerque Journal on Monday, which said that her campaign made at least $62,500 in payments to a law firm representing James Holloman. Apparently, she liked to pour water on his naughty bits and then grabbed it through his clothes.
Ooh. Is that right? Poured water, though? Okay.
Yeah. He accused her, the governor, of pouring water on his crotch, grabbing it through his clothes in front of other staffers during a campaign meeting in 2018.
Okay.
All
righty,
then.
The other way. Hey, this is equality here, man. This is equality.
Okay.
But so far as I know, Cuomo hasn't given a dime to anybody he molested. Next up, we go to New Orleans. Now, there's a bit of a conundrum with this one in that, well, what would you do? 33-year-old Kaylin Spadoni, sounds like a Ben and Jerry's flavor, checked her Charles Schwab account in February and found $1.2 million. They had meant to deposit $82, but they gave her $1.2 million by mistake. She works at the sheriff's department, so she probably should have known to report it, but she didn't. Instead, she quickly transferred all of the money into a different account and used it to buy a house and a car. And the car, by the way, was a Hyundai Genesis. Eventually, Schwab figured out what happened to the money, but when Kaylin kept dodging them and ignoring their calls and messages, they got the police involved. She was arrested last week for theft, bank fraud, and illegal transmission of monetary funds. I know, and this is a cop, I know the temptation.
You know, you think they made a mistake, I can cash in on this mistake.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. They're going to find it. Yeah. I've heard these stories have been around for years.
Right.
And they always find out where that big deficit ended up. 48-year-old landlord in Ireland named John Sheehan found out that his tenants had turned their place into a marijuana grow house and evicted them. He found 33 plants on the property, burned them all, and kicked the tenants out. But once they were gone, he reconsidered and decided to turn the place into his own grow house.
Smart.
This time, the police found 23 pot plants, 9 ounces of weed that he was getting ready to sell. He told the judge he was desperate for money, which he wouldn't be if he hadn't kicked out your tenants. In the end, they let him off pretty easy with a couple of years probation, but he had to forfeit $6,000 he had already made from the weed he had grown.
Well,
so yeah, it's an interesting mix here.
I don't know, the crotch grabbing governor.
Yeah, what is going on, man? They're like the lady that took the extra money deposited.
Yeah,
like I know I'm gonna get away with it,
right?
Stupid.
What an imbecile! What an ultra maroon!
She's guilty of embezzlement.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Make Mother's Day at Dillon Rings. Get her a hand engraved, custom made bar necklace with birthstone for each child, made in sterling silver for $149. Dillon Rings at the corner of Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic still congested. East Boulevard from Vaughan to I-85. Taylor Road still busy, and we still have some slow traffic. 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Other than that, we're looking really good all over the Montgomery area. We have no new accidents to tell you about. No accidents reported at this time with Tumka, Millbrook, or Prattville. Buckle up and drive carefully. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS and Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
The fun returns to downtown Montgomery on Saturday, April 24th, as the City of Montgomery presents the Seafood and Arts Festival at Union Station. Enjoy seafood, art vendors, live music featuring local artists, and a cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a minimum donation of $5, benefiting Child Protect. Don't miss it. The Seafood and Arts Festival on Saturday, April 24th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Union Station in downtown Montgomery. Sponsored by the City of Montgomery Cultural Affairs Department and Wind Creek.
Caring for an aged loved one can be a very stressful time. The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville Assisted Living and Memory Care believes that to care for the ones that cared for us is one of the highest honors. As your loved ones age, you want to make sure they're getting the best care possible in a loving environment. The caring, experienced team wants to help make that transition from home to assisted living as easy as possible. The newly remodeled facility is designed with the warm feeling of home while offering a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest. For info, visit hickoryhillharbor.net. Life is good at the Harbor.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
In honor of Ex-Spouse Day, Mattel is introducing Divorce Barbie. Divorce Barbie costs a whopping $995, but she comes with Ken's house, Ken's car, Ken's boat, all of Ken's furniture, plus one of Ken's friends. Divorce Barbie. She's worth every penny. Plus, Ken deserved it. He's a cheating bastard.
We'll have to celebrate with Jacqueline Tomlinson later today, too. Ex-Spouse Day.
Did you post it? The picture that I scanned for you yesterday.
Oh, the shirtless photo?
Yeah.
Not yet. I chickened out.
Okay, I got you.
I chickened out. You did a great job on the scanning and the cropping. But you see, you had a reason for posting yours because you were in the wettest spot on the world, in the world.
Oh, yeah, the
Mount
one.
Wahili Huli.
Wally Ali in Kauai.
Kauai. Yeah.
Mount Wally Ali.
Is that what it is?
Mount Wally Ali.
Wally
Ali.
And then the northern side of that is Mount Wally Ali North.
Speaking of our 57 states and various features, they did another one of these stupid polls. It was sort of like a bracket competition, like the basketball tournament, pitting states against each other until they eventually eliminated all but 10 on each side of the equation. Okay. And as always, Alabama never does well in these things. We're one of the 10 least popular states.
But we'll be really popular when we get that lottery bill passed.
Don't worry,
right?
Yeah. They'll come flocking here.
Yeah.
10 most popular, this is the best state. Well, I got news for you. New York is one of the best states. Then why are so many people fleeing it, right? Other states that make sense in this category, Florida, Arizona, Colorado. I don't know about Virginia. Texas did make the top 10. We are joined by Mississippi, New Jersey. At least we smell good here. Arkansas, Iowa, Indiana, South Dakota, Missouri, Kentucky, and Kansas were with us. And they also do the thing, best countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And up here is the U.S. News and World Report. Canada's number one. Do you know that they're having major riots in Canada right now?
I haven't heard anything from Canada.
Montreal and other places. Why? Because they've been living with these obnoxious restrictions for over a year now, and the people are starting to really lose it.
Isn't it funny, though? You never hear any news coming out of Canada.
Well,
National Lampoon used to make fun of that.
They've got that despicable Trudeau up there. We have at least Meemaw.
Thanks.
Who understands. Hey, you guys know who's going to be next, right?
It's Joey.
The girls love him. He's coming up next. Thanks for punching us up.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter.